Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jerry with a G, by the way. Ferry Across the Mersey, one of the great songs of the 1960s. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno. He is the security advocate. He's VP of Soho Solutions, thesecurityadvocate.com, right, Scott?
Exactly.
So check that out, folks, and see all the things that, that Scott can help you with. Hey, Scott, you wanted to talk about the Internet of Things.
It's become so wide-ranging now, you almost don't know where to start.
I wanted to talk about cyber warfare, and the more I thought about it, the more I realized that they actually are on, can be the same conversation.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's the thing with cyber warfare. You know, we talk about it like it's a single thing, and a lot of it almost depends on how creative your enemy is. Like, think about some of the wild stuff that could happen. And mind you, none of this is impossible.
Right.
Let's say someone wants to really mess up a municipality. Either they're looking to do an invasion or they're looking to basically distract someone. Let's say what you do is in the middle of summer, you suddenly turn everyone's thermostats up from a given brand.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the problems that will cause. Or maybe you make every single car of a certain manufacturer accelerate all at the same time during morning rush hour. Now, on the other hand,
the Internet of Things is not just consumer. The Internet of Things includes industrial stuff, commercial stuff.
Exactly.
So what if you turned off the electric grid?
That was actually done. There was two different attacks done in Ukraine, both by the Russian government, in which effectively, you know, there's these standard denials, but it was pretty obvious that it came from
just
them.
In case you thought you had control of your life, the Russians said.
Exactly. And, okay, let's take a crazy idea. Let's say they want to try that over here against us. Now, they could combine that with other things. So let's say they're doing something, they're disrupting our power grid. And normally, you know, all Americans get together against the evil enemy like we did after Pearl Harbor, that sort of thing.
Right.
However, now they can use a disinformation campaign on top of that. Let's say at the
You mean like the Russians were trying to affect an election? Is that what you...
It could be something very similar to that. But instead of looking at it from a political standpoint, let's say they start putting out, let's just say, illegitimate articles, or fake news as the word of the day is.
Right.
Let's say they start putting out articles saying that the real culprits here were, you know, insert group that people don't like here. Let's say they're saying, well, you know, it was these people. Go attack them.
The Tea Party people did this.
Well, let's say it's the Tea Party people did it, or let's say on the other end, let's say, okay, it was this mosque. You should go over and stop these people. They're hurting America.
Yeah.
So what they wind up doing is instead of us being, you know, on the same side,
we
start fighting with our neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, this has become a common thing. How often have you seen it now where people you know full well were friends are now fighting with each other?
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of what makes disinformation so effective is that can cause that.
What you just described is Congress.
Yeah, it's Congress, but it's also bled into like normal conversation now.
They used to be friends, and now they're mortal enemies.
Yeah, I mean, you look back to the not really that old days, back when Congress was actually a civil body.
Well, they actually called themselves our friends across the aisle when they actually were friends.
Yeah, now it's more like they're being sarcastic.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right.
The thing is, it's a shame because we need them to do things. I mean, certainly in cybersecurity, we need them to actually put the rules and regulations in place to protect us.
So now that you've scared the heck out of us, how do we protect ourselves?
Oh, boy, I wish I had a great one for this one.
There's not, is there?
Yeah, a lot of it is, you know, you're trying to catch up with a threat that by nature is just going to constantly change.
Yeah.
And that makes it very challenging.
You need 0 second, not 0 day solutions, right?
Basically. Because, I mean, what you're talking about is an attack that you've adjusted to one. Okay, they moved to two, then they moved to three, then they moved to four. And that makes it very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And they could already have that movement built into their weapon while you're reacting. That the tool is already, is the algorithms is just saying, okay, go to five, go to six, go to seven. And the bad guys are just watching it. They're not doing any work now. They've already done their work.
Absolutely. And I mean, the disinformation aspect is something, you know, it almost sounds snobby to say, look, you have to actually check the sources of what you're reading and believing. Because if something is set out there and it's meant to mislead you, just, you know what you're looking at. Know whether or not you're looking at something that's coming from a source that's trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's something that's going to tell you information that you sort of want to hear about maybe a group of people you don't like. Maybe
so you're
you don't
saying,
like the Tea Party,
you're
and
saying,
they're not to blame, you know?
You're saying that the fake news is not just a political thing that political dummies use. That could actually be part of the warfare.
Oh, God, yeah. Think of the disorganization that can cause. Instead of having an organized response to an attack, everyone's fighting with each other.
Yeah, very interesting.
That's what that can really result in.
Hey, Scott, thank you for raising our level of awareness very much. We appreciate it. Come back soon.
Always great to be here, Jim. Thanks.
We always get smarter when Scott Arno joins us, ladies and gentlemen. So we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.